Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
Well, whatever you want to do, I'm just here to follow your lead, buddy. And by the way, I feel like I'm a little bit on an episode of Next Level. Andrew Curlin is the host of Next Level. It's a big podcast. It's the podcast we're anchoring to, hoping it succeeds. If you succeed, we all succeed.
Yeah.
Don't let us down.
No pressure.
Same rule applies to this Dirty Mo Live right now.
everything rides on this.
It rides on you.
Ride or die. Rides on me.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So what do you want to talk about?
All right. Well, you know, the big topic today that we discussed on the download was obviously the big news of the weekend, Chase Elliott out after snowboarding accident. And we obviously heard Dale's opinion on that. And if you want to find out what he said, you're going to have to just wait for the episode to drop, which will be dropping shortly. But I guess, Tiff, we haven't heard your opinion quite yet on what should the rule of extracurricular activities be for these cup drivers? Was Chase in the wrong for snowboarding this past weekend?
I am fully on Chase's side on this one, I think, and on the driver's side. So Denny talked about it in his podcast, which if you haven't listened to it, listen to Action's Detrimental. He did a good job breaking it down from a driver perspective. But I don't know how you don't let these guys live their lives when they're in the race car for 9 months out of the year, 10 months out, whatever, you know, season is so long. And I get the argument that he should have done it earlier in the off season. If you're
broke his leg,
should have snowboarded earlier in the off season. You know, that was one of the arguments, like maybe, you know, during the season isn't the best time. Well, you've only got 2 months to fit in anything that you want. And also, if you break your leg in December, you're still probably not rested up and healed up.
But at least you miss less time.
That's
the way I see it.
You miss less time. But look, Chase has been snowboarding a lot of times. He is not new to snowboarding. And I get that it's a heightened risk over maybe some other things you could do. But I feel the same way, but I snowboard a lot. Like, I wouldn't consider that a super risky thing. Like, sure, fluke accidents happen, and obviously, unfortunately, did for him. But I don't think that you stop doing things you enjoy and blow off steam. Like, drivers are adrenaline junkies.
Yeah.
That's why we like to race. Like, you can't tell me that I can't have any fun except for in the race car for the entire year because of my career, I don't think.
What's that look on your face? I want to know what you're thinking.
I don't know that I would call it a fluke accident if you're snowboarding or skiing down
like
a mountain
some added
or a
risk.
Hill.
Yeah.
Like, it's not fluky. Now, I think I know what your point is.
Yeah.
But there is an element, an increased element of risk involved in that. Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
Let's just say other hobbies. Let's just say other activities outside, outdoors, cycling. Nothing is accident proof.
But think about the other things that like Chase does, like
wake surfing
or wakeboarding.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, he
is
flies
that
an
any
airplane.
Better? I don't know. He flies an airplane to half the racetracks.
Like, yeah.
Is that safer? I don't know.
This is what kills me. I don't like the comparison that I've heard a lot of these drivers have this past weekend, where it's like, well, you could get hurt snowboarding, or you could fall down the stairs funny. You could
not
trip.
The same.
I don't
stupid
think that's
analogy.
The same. Yeah,
just not even a good take.
No,
it's a lazy take. No, nobody's acting like you've got to go bubble wrap yourself, stay in bed during the week. That's not the question here. And the thing that we tackle, and I'm glad that on the download today, which you have not heard because it's not quite out yet, but it will be here soon. And like Andrew said, we're not going to go give away what Dale said, which I thought his opinion was very...
It was good.
He gave a great story that I think summed up his opinion perfectly.
Yes, he did. Yep. So we're not going to give that away. I don't think the issue necessarily is, them deciding to do things to enjoy their life. We can all agree nobody wants to be a joy suck in people's lives, right? It's... the decision and the judgment you make during a NASCAR season, and then what are the consequences to that? The issue I see is the medical waiver eliminates one consequence.
Right.
But is that the only consequence is my question. And I don't quite know. I don't know the answer to that. I'm just saying is if the consequence of getting hurt while you're doing some sort of kind of like extreme sport, is that considered an extreme sport? I mean, it's part of the X Games, isn't it?
I would say
if it's part of the X Games, there's something extreme about it. Let's just say that.
We need to add that to all the clauses.
Because that's what X Games stands for, isn't it? Extreme sports. Yeah. Okay. Nobody's saying it's like reckless sports or anything like that. Just it's extreme sports. Okay. So is the consequence just that you're going to not make the playoffs or championship? Well, that's been eliminated because there is a thing called a medical waiver.
Right.
I am for that.
Not if Chase does. I mean, what if it's a crazy year and Chase doesn't win a race?
Well,
he's outside.
That should be a consequence.
Right.
Like,
okay,
you should
still have
to win a race.
Absolutely.
Obviously, if you're going to miss races, then. But my point on this is that a medical waiver does eliminate one consequence. I think that if you're going to ask drivers to use better judgment, there needs to be other consequences and something to protect the teams, the team owners, and the sponsors.
And I would actually agree with that. And Denny talked about it a little bit on his podcast. And I think if I'm reading between the lines right, so he said, I think he was having a conversation with somebody on his team and maybe reacting to something Keselowski said, but he brought up drivers having insurance. Well, you don't need insurance if you're getting paid still, even when you're out on the injury. So that made me think that there must be something in there to keep him from getting paid when he's out of the car, which to me makes sense.
Makes sense.
If I'm a driver, that's fair.
Right.
I should not get paid.
Because he's not at track representing the brand.
Right.
He's not doing his job.
I didn't get injured in the race car, right? That might be a different story. Like, this was something that I did on my own that now has prevented me from being able to do my job. So I should not get paid for my job. But, you know, if his management team is doing their job right, then he probably has insurance to cover him during that time. And I think that's fine. And I also think he should be working his ass off for Napa and his partners while he's out of the car. Like, all of that is absolutely fair to expect of him. I'm not saying that drivers can do whatever they want and there should be no consequences that they feel from it. I just don't know that it needs to be, you know, set in their contracts that they can't do something like that.
Let me ask you guys this, and I'd be curious to see what everyone at home thinks on YouTube too, but I guess the question is, how big of a risk is it? I think we go to Vegas in the playoffs, don't we? You know, we're on the West Coast. Does Chase Elliott go snowboarding with 10 weeks left to go in the season? I don't think so.
What a good question.
No, probably. Well, one, it's probably not snowboarding season.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, you probably just... But an extreme sport.
I think that there's a difference in what you do during the playoffs.
Does he go on Lake
versus
Norman?
Early in the season?
He doesn't live in North Carolina.
Right.
Let's just avoid that. Who cares?
Does he go on Lake Norman?
Do you go on Lake Norman and wakeboard and
or wake surf or whatever?
Wake surf, right. Do you do that if you're in the playoffs? That's the question ultimately you're wondering.
Yeah.
That's a great question because you can get hurt doing that too.
Right.
For sure. I would think you shouldn't.
Yeah.
You should not. I think you have too much riding on you. There's too many people that are expecting, there's too many people relying on you. Again, nobody's trying to tell you to do to rule your life. But what I am suggesting is, I think there's an expectation of priorities here from these guys. You're on the cup level. This is a big deal. A lot's riding on you. You know, you get paid good. You get paid good money to be on the cup level. There's perks. And you can do what you want. However, just know that there are people that are depending on you. And when and if you can live with the, you know, the possibility of letting someone down, then that's okay. That's for you to decide. I'm not saying that's what Chase was doing, but I'm talking about in the hypothetical of a playoff thing. I think you have an expectation to sit that one out and concentrate on trying to win a championship, frankly.
Yeah.
That's just how I feel.
I think that's a whole different
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, I've heard some debates on this now this week. I mean, like, I've been listening to the other podcasts. I listened to what Denny had to say.
Yeah.
I think Jeff Gluck and Jordan Bianchi had a heck of a debate on this, and they are on different sides here.
And that's where I think I bring up the falling down the stairs. I think that was Gluck's argument, and Jordan Bianchi called him out on that.
I thought Gluck
drove up for clear yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I did say this on the podcast today. I can understand both sides of this argument.
Yeah.
So this is not a situation where my opinion matters, and I think everybody else that has the different opinion sucks. And that they're crazy and whatever.
It's not black and white.
Although Jeff was thinking Jordan was quite crazy with his opinion. I didn't think it was. I thought Jordan, I can understand it.
I don't think it's crazy at all.
I can understand those points because, listen, there's a lot of investments, not just in the driver, but in the race teams. The smallest little thing, if a part failure happens, you're going to go wonder from the manufacturer of that part, what the hell, and what are you doing to fix it? Because there's a lot riding on that part, right? And if it continues to fail, then you've got some things to look at. All of this stuff is, you're investing in stock market or whatever it is. You're taking a gamble, you're taking a risk, and you want those things to kind of pay off for you. So, and if they don't, you wonder why, and you try to identify the problem, and you try to eliminate the problem, right? I'm just saying, I think that this is a conversation a debate that both sides have great points. And I just tend to fall on the let them do what they want to do, but the consequences are in the contracts with the team owner. Like if the race sponsor has to pay the same amount per race, regardless if it's Chase Elliott in the car or Josh Berry in the car, well, then that's a problem. Maybe they don't.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't pay that because they don't have their guy in a car. But then that means Rick Hendrick must have a problem. So then I wonder if there's a clause in his deal with his driver. If he's not paying him that much, which we're assuming maybe he doesn't get paid because why would you need insurance? But if all those things are in place to protect the team owner, the team sponsor, the people that are paying money for this, then I think that the driver is well within his or her right to live their life and assess the risks as they come.
Yeah.
We need to get our hands on his contract.
I really wish we could tell what Dale had a really good point about this, where he puts himself in that situation.
Like literally
with a real example.
Like literally almost an identical example.
Ish.
Well, but it's very close. Yeah. And he had a decision to make and he tells us what he did. I think it's a great thing. And I think it should, I think people should listen to that.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
And I don't know where all the debate was coming from where, like, oh, Chase is not going to get a medical waiver. I think they've even said, Elton Sawyer said today on SiriusXM that
he doesn't know why he wouldn't,
He's basically going to get a waiver.
That was another point of Jordan's, though, which I asked him about after he was done taping DBC, because he doesn't think they should get waivers for things that they do off the track this. He's like,
what's the point? It's like a formal.
He's like, it's like a free pass, basically, that anybody can use. Which I was curious, like, okay, well, if you don't think these guys should get waivers, but say Chase comes back. This is all hypothetical. Say Chase comes back, he wins a race or wins several races, goes on a hot streak. It was something Denny talked about, and you'll hear a little bit about it on the download. But like, you know, what it's like to sit out of your car after you've been injured and how you come back with that fire to try to prove something and to prove that you are trying to make up for that time that you lost. So say Chase does go on a streak, would you rather than him not be in the championship, knowing that he's one of the stars of the sport,
right,
one of the best cars, going to be, you know, creating the most competitive
Look playoff, at Kyle Busch.
Or letting somebody else in who, you know, points their way in and hasn't won, or who, you know, won a super speedway race or something that, like, maybe isn't as competitive of a playoff driver because you didn't give Chase the waiver. And so we talked about that for a minute. And Jordan was like, look, I see a lot of points with it. I just don't know that it just needs to be an expected free pass for these guys.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Can I ask y'all a question? What is the actual rule here? I don't actually know.
I think they say it's case by case.
No, what's the rule with the waiver itself? If you have a waiver, what do you have to do to still make the playoffs?
Now, I don't even think it's top 30. So I,
because see, we don't know though.
Yeah,
we don't know for
I
sure.
I think, well,
what
so
if
like
Josh
the rule
Berry
is,
wins a race?
No, because he was not. I think there's a few reasons, because he's full time in Xfinity and he didn't attempt to race in the first handful of races.
Okay.
I think the rule of making the playoffs is. The rule of making the playoffs, and you guys in the booth or you guys out here can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's you have to attempt to start every race. And obviously, Chase can't do that because he's injured, so this would be NASCAR's way
his
of giving
waiver,
him
if,
an
yeah.
exception.
But does he still have to win a race in the regular season?
Yeah, or else
yeah.
He, or
otherwise
he has to point his way in, but that's going to be hard
in.
If he's going to miss right. all the time.
And nobody, he's not taking up a spot.
No.
I mean, everybody still has a fair shot of making the playoffs.
It would exactly. be it would be like if Chase finished last in every race for the next 6 to 8 races.
Well, I guess the reason I'm asking is the point you were trying to make is that, like, you know, or maybe Jordan was trying to make is like, why not just take your medical waiver? You know, if you're hurt, you know, there is scenarios where people might try to take advantage of that.
So
I guess
that's
what
we're talking about. Is
that's the point?
And, yeah. And Brett Griffin, not Brett Griffin, Freddie. Brett wasn't
what
even there yesterday. Freddie mentioned yesterday that this is, or that the reason this rule is in place is that so drivers don't get on a hot streak early and decide to take a 2-week vacation in the middle
right,
of the season.
Because they got a stomach flu or
but
whatever.
But the consequence of that is exactly what we were talking about earlier. It's the sponsor obligation. It's the team obligation. It's not like you're contractually obligated to race 38 races with X sponsor type of thing. So it's like you can't just take off because you want to, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I think our argument to that was like, nobody's going on vacation for 2 weeks now, or even pretending to be sick to get out of a car because what you're giving up track time, learning with your team. Like if you're honestly trying to win a championship, you're not willingly taking races off.
No, but the I didn't think of it that way, but I did think about it. I wondered if somebody legitimately was hurt, went ahead and sat out the rest of the season. Say you've won a race.
Yeah.
Let's say Chase Elliott skiing. Don't pin the fact that snow doesn't exist in the summer on me, all right? Let's just say that Chase Elliott breaks his leg in July.
Okay. And he's already won a race.
And he's already won a race. And then he sits out, and he could have come back with 2 weeks to spare, but he just goes ahead and...
I don't see why that makes sense because if you're sitting out to make sure you're fully healed, fine. But if you're trying to come back and make a championship run, you are not trying to take more time out of the car.
Wasn't this the people that I know that Kurt Busch did not end up racing anymore, but weren't people kind of questioning the legitimacy of the call
because
last year
it would have let another Toyota team in
and then
or something
like
that?
They gave Kurt a medical waiver, right?
Right. So, and I think if he came back in time, he would have been in the playoffs.
They were letting him in
right.
the playoffs.
Yeah.
He chose
not to
accept, or he chose not to, and he chose for good reasons. We can all assume he was concussed. He never made it.
You don't
want to
rush something like that. Yeah.
But when I remember when the waiver was granted to Kurt, immediately conspiracy theorists started kind of like going, but what about this? Couldn't he do this? Couldn't manufacturer start? What if Toyota told him to do this?
Exactly.
And, this? And it's like, so we're all just going to naturally just start going to try to find the loopholes.
Yep.
Right. And I think that might be what I'm doing right now. That's why I'm asking what is the actual waiver rules and all that goes. Is it loophole proof? And I don't know that it is or it isn't. I would hope that it is not. I hope that it is loophole proof.
I think by leaving it up to NASCAR's discretion, that kind of helps loophole proof it. I don't really have a problem with that being their call and also expecting that you would get one if you're hurt.
That's why they haven't ruled him actually to have the waiver. They have not actually granted the waiver yet, right?
They have not granted.
And from what I understand, it's because they're waiting to see what the timetable looks like for him to realistically come back before they start going and handing out waivers.
Right.
For this very reason.
Yep.
So good on NASCAR. That's wise, I would think. That's how you would play that. But
and look, I get it from a team owner perspective why this is a problem for you, right? Like, this is not how you want your race team to run. You do not want your star driver to be out with a broken leg from a snowboarding injury. That is not ideal in any scenario.
Right.
And so I get the desire to prevent that from happening. You know, we've seen it in other sports, but I just think you start walking a fine line with, okay, well, what activities are allowed and what isn't? Like, you could...
I don't want the governing body getting involved in that, frankly.
Right.
Like, no. I think that's a driver... That's between
it's driver
drivers and
team,
and
sponsor.
Teams. And I don't... And to be honest with you, I don't even like the teams being involved. Let the driver feel the responsibility and risk in that, but let them make their decisions. Scott Dixon was on our show a couple weeks ago, and... He needs a beer. Good call.
Three of them. Three of them.
Oh, you need another beer in there?
Yes, please.
All right, I think the booth wants
the
beers.
The producers need beers.
Scott Dixon was on our show a few weeks ago, and we were maybe we had to read between the lines a little bit, but Chip Ganassi does not want him doing hardly anything, right?
Yeah.
Certainly, we were talking about, you know, why don't you race in NASCAR? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do this? And Chip doesn't seem to be playing that game. And I finally said, like, because Chip Ganassi does not want his show pony, you know, an investment, if you will, out there taking unnecessary risk, or at least risk that he deems unnecessary. I think that's a fair point. But that's between him and Scott Dixon.
It's the same thing we see with Gibbs and Seabell.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
dirt racing.
Not being able to dirt race. Well, which, again, is something that, like, I don't know that I agree, but, you know, that's his call to make.
When Kyle Busch left Joe Gibbs Racing, then the conversation about, well, are you going to run the Indy 500 came about. So it clearly seems to be a team owner-driver relationship. Travis.
And it could be a recruiting point,
he's
too,
got his
right?
headphones on.
Like, if you know Rick's going to let you run some dirt races in your C-belt. Yeah. Does that help you win somebody over when you have an open seat? If they're currently for a team owner that isn't going to let you run dirt like you want. Like, Rick's actually relaxed some of the rules, I think, since Larson started. He's been able to run a lot more than he was, I think, initially.
Well, it's paid off for Rick getting Kyle Larson on the team.
Exactly.
I mean, like, listen, let him go do his thing because you have received the reward of having a Kyle Larson.
Yeah. So leave it in the owner's hands. They can decide how they're going to recruit talent.
Hey, that's actually a good point. Maybe you drivers, it depends on who you are and how long of a veteran or how many years you've been in the sport. Like, maybe the new guys don't get – they haven't earned the privilege to be able to go in their first contract to be able to do these things.
I mean, Chase is a champion. You know, he clearly knows what he's doing.
And he's also, again, Rick, it's paid off.
Right.
The investment Rick has – well, he's been investing in Chase since he was 14 years old.
Damn long.
So maybe one championship hasn't actually paid it all off yet. But it certainly helps. I mean, he's won a championship. So, you know – maybe Chase does get those privileges in his contract. It all just goes between the – and we won't ever know what those things
say.
Call him up.
Yeah. I think Dale's the only one that would probably have a chance at knowing that. But
he probably doesn't know what his even said.
I think that this is where it's going to be nice to have Denny on the podcast. We would need Denny to kind of say what an interesting perspective he has on this, being that he's also an owner – and a driver.
And he's gotten hurt playing basketball.
And he has gotten hurt, yeah.
Which he talked about.
He talked about. So it's an interesting topic for sure. And we do wish him well.
Travis, what was that? Because we were talking about the NFL contracts. I've got some notes on it, but you can explain it better.
There's language in the contract that prohibits athletes, professional NFL players, from non-football activities. The Kansas City Chiefs, after Patrick Mahomes went viral for some basketball video, reached out and told him no more basketball.
But now they're getting into the game of deciding what they can and can't do and what is to no more basketball. I think that's safer than skiing.
I would argue that for me, it might not be. Like, I might be more likely to tear up an ACL that I've already torn twice playing basketball than I would on a snowboard, which I'm way more comfortable doing.
Me personally, I have declined going on skiing before when I knew I had, like, I think it was a half marathon or some sort of race coming up. Because, I mean, I've never been skiing before, so that might help with it too. But
I think that factors in.
Hey, let me tell you something. I've been hurt skiing. I when we were in South Korea for the Olympics.
You guys skied there?
We did.
That's awesome.
One of us did better than the other. You don't know this story?
I know.
I injured my knee. I was coming down this mountain, and I wiped out hard, okay? And it was...
Was it like a bunny hill or like what kind of mountain was
it? For me, it felt like Everest. Okay?
All right.
Probably wasn't. But it felt like it was steep. I was going fast. I have no brakes.
I don't think Everest is in South Korea, so
it's not. But I'm telling you, I know.
So
my point is that I wipe out at a place like I'm almost down to the bottom. Like, this wasn't even the hardest part, and it was the worst place to wipe out. One is because there is a the lift is going above us, and who do you think
it's Dale?
Above me? As I'm laying there in the snow.
No way.
It's Dale.
That's awesome.
Dale was not empathetic.
You yard sailed right under the lift.
Then, at the same time, this little cute little Korean girl comes sliding by and absolutely kicks up a whole bunch of snow all over me.
Did Dale see this?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I was already demoralized. I mean, like, it just... And so I'm like...
Was that the end of the day?
And this cute little girl just goes, you know, thrashing by. And I'm just like, I hate this. And I'm hurt now. I come back limping. I ended up tearing, I didn't tear my ACL, but I did, you know, whatever. I tore like a meniscus I sprained it. You know, it was hurt. It was enough that I got workers' comp for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because was it an
work trip?
Was that NBC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dale and I went to the Olympics. Dale was working. I was going over there to get hurt.
They're like, "Who's this guy?" You like?
Oh, it was so ridiculous. I knew that this wasn't going to end well. Like, Dale was in a phase. You know, he goes to the barbecue phase, and he goes to these phases. Well, he was in the skiing phase at this moment because he'd gone skiing, and he'd had this trainer out in. What, Utah?
Like Aspen or
Aspen.
Anyways,
all
yeah,
out.
Yeah, they had gone out there several months before.
Gotcha.
And he had this person dedicated to him to teach him. So he got proper.
Where were you for those
proper,
lessons?
Not in Aspen.
In North Carolina.
Yeah, yeah. And he got the proper instruction and basically the proper base layer that you would apply to this. I did not.
Was that the end of your day, too?
That ended the day. It ended the trip. It ended everything. Right. And I didn't medal.
When? What time? Yeah,
definitely didn't medal.
I did not medal.
Yeah. Yeah. That Korean girl did, probably.
She probably did. If I'm her, she didn't mean to. If I'm her, I do the exact same thing.
Yeah,
you got
yeah.
an old-ass American laying face up in the snow. I'm kicking something up. I'm gonna go buy.
Spray a little powder his way.
Is that what they say?
That's what.
Is that what you people say?
Well, what we call what you did is a yard sale. I love watching skiers yard sale.
That's what they call it. That's demoralizing, man.
Because they lose their poles and their skis, and it's like a whole.
You've never heard yard sale before?
It's a whole thing, right?
That makes sense. Yeah. Wait, that's what I did. I yard sailed.
Did you ask if we've ever been to a yard sale?
No, I've
saying
you've never heard that saying before. You guys acted like
I've never
He's
gone
never
skiing.
Skied.
Yeah, but you've never heard like it was a yard sale.
So wait, does that mean like
I've heard that at actual yard sales, Travis? I have not heard it in skiing terms. I have not.
Do people like claim your stuff? Like, oh, sweet, free ski.
If people are nice, they'll try to hand it back to the poor skiers
Listen,
that have it laying everywhere.
Now I'm never going skiing. Not after this.
It's a real good indicator of what the day is going to go like when you can't really just get from the locker room or wherever you put on the skis. Like, you're trying to walk like you just have shoes on, but you got skis on. Like, that whole process there sucks.
Are you a good ice skater?
Hell no. What do you think?
I don't know.
No. Yeah. I'm Scott Hamilton, man. I'm telling you. I'm hell on them skates. I tell you what. Christy Yamaguchi right here, buddy.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I mean, I played hockey. So I
you
mean,
did?
Yeah, for years. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't that
Have you ever
good
got a
it.
Hockey fight?
I think it's weird that he's from somewhere cold enough to play hockey and he's never gone skiing.
Yeah, yeah. Well... Yeah, the closest skiing, because I'm from Chicago, is in Wisconsin. Mm. But I've not gotten in a hockey fight. But I have memorized some numbers and, you know.
Oh, they've been on the list?
Oh, yeah, on the list.
The curling list?
What's a list if you're not going to get in a fight, though?
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. It's freaking house league. You're not going to drop your gloves.
You have a list, so you can't just say it's a house league if you have a list.
Well, I mean, it's like if someone gets, you know, does you dirty in a game, you go back and... Play him harder, hit him harder.
Don't do it again, please.
Can you see Curlin on the rink and him going, "You want to go?"
Well, when you said, "Have you been in a hockey fight?"
Just say the word.
Why?
Say the word. We'll go.
He's never been in a fight, let alone a hockey fight.
We'll say the word. We'll go. What's he got?
Well,
here?
He's got a sign that says. Wait, what was that? Was that were you saying boo?
It was a 3-0. He was giving us our
I thought you were booing me, Micah.
No,
Micah, you might as well just get on the mic and say, "Hey, y'all, it's time to wrap." Because frankly, we're not going to be very cryptic. We're going to be like, "Hey, y'all, there's a sign in there.
There's a sign.
They're trying
says,
to tell us something.
It says boo, but it's spelled 3-0."
All right, well, then what else do we got to talk about, Andrew? I mean, I'm captivated by your hockey.
Where does hockey rank in the snowboarding dangerous ratio?
Well,
like?
I guess,
oh, yeah.
I guess snowboarding I feel like would be more dangerous
no
than
way.
Hockey.
No way. Hockey, you're actually supposed to hit people.
Yeah, but it's
check is the right word, right?
You're supposed to check them.
I've never gotten hurt
them.
Playing. Then again, I can't really compare it to snowboarding because I've never been snowboarding. But I've never gotten hurt playing hockey. Really, most sports. But
do we actually know what Chase was doing on the side? Like,
no, nobody knows.
He's going down a mountain, but
nobody knows.
Could he been on a, I don't know, what is it, a half pipe or something like that?
He could have been at
doing
the
Sean White
terrain park. He could have been on a small trail and hit a tree. Like, you know,
we don't know.
Like, there could have been extra risk involved with whatever move he was pulling off. Maybe, I don't know.
We got to ask the people who saw the Chase Elliott yard
sale.
He
could have just collided with somebody else who doesn't know what
they're
doing.
How isn't there video of that out there, though?
There might be.
Well, the fans are chiming in, and one from Wes Heard Jr. brings up a good point about racing being just as much a marketing business as a sport.
And yeah.
If you're going to do wild stuff like that, you know, would Napa have cared if Chase was out there posting pictures of himself in a Napa shirt as he's going down the hill and snowboarding?
I actually saw that. I saw some comments to that effect. Like, look, if he had just been posting pictures from the slopes, everybody would have been like, oh, cool, and thinking it's so awesome that he's out there snowboarding.
But the fact that he got hurt.
Now people are like, oh, that's completely unacceptable. You should have never been snowboarding.
Yeah. Never. So. Never have been snowboarding. I don't know.
But you're right. I mean, there's probably sponsor things you could come up with that these guys have done that they've been fine with, but had they gotten hurt, that would have gone the other way really quick.
The interesting thing that Denny brought up is because of the drug policy, he said he couldn't have any painkillers after his ACL when
that
he was in the car.
That is a very interesting point.
Well, yeah, of course you can't drive a race car on painkillers. This seems really obvious to me.
This was before the accident?
Yeah, you can show the camera. Just I don't know if they can see it or not.
I don't know what camera to look. You see this?
Yep.
This was at happier times of that day. Dale and I posing for the camera.
I see. Is it on your Instagram?
Yep.
Yeah, it's on my Instagram.
I'll go look for it. Are there two smiling faces?
I think I have
faces?
You blocked.
Two smiling faces.
You blocked me on Instagram?
No, I didn't. But that's during happier times.
Yeah, look at how happy
an hour
your
later,
faces.
Hour later, we're not.
Dale's throwing up like the peace happy. Signs. Yeah. Like he's ready
it wasn't
to go.
Peaceful.
I don't know if anyone could see that. That's funny.
Yeah. So there you go.
Have you been skiing since?
Nope.
Will you?
Nope. Not fun. It's not fun. It's not interesting.
What happens? What if you didn't wipe out?
No, I was miserable.
It was not. It was one of those things where it's like Dale's like, we're going skiing today.
You know, I would do it, but I definitely wouldn't do it with Dale. Like, just to be honest with you.
Are you afraid of it happening again?
No, I just like
sorry, Dale.
No. It's not his fault. I'm just saying I don't want to go. Where
with
I have
somebody
to,
who's been
who's well, that was the worst part of that experience wasn't Dale. It was the fact that I got hurt. It was that I did have somebody with me the whole time. Okay, Dale and I both did. They were executives from NBC. Well, Dale had the producer from NBC. The guy that produced the Super Bowl and the Olympics and all this stuff is with Dale. Freaking expert skier, they're having a blast. I have an executive from NBC Sports. An executive, like a vice president. And how embarrassing is this?
Is this the first time you like met him?
No, her, by the way, Andrew.
Sorry.
She was not the first time. I know her well, and yet...
You still don't want a yard sale in front of her.
Exactly. Like, you know... Yeah. We've never had a meeting since where that isn't the first thing she's thinking about. Like, what a pathetic,
pathetic
exhibition of athleticism that I am. And whatever things that we have to talk about is just you forget it because all we think about is the ski slopes in Korea.
Let me ask you a question. This will make more sense for the viewers once the episode drops, which will come out shortly. But, Mike, now that I know you're not a fan of skiing... Which would you, you know, the classic would you rather,
I know
beach or mountains?
Ooh.
Mountains.
Okay. Wow. So you really...
Do you want to elaborate on why you're asking or no? Just have to listen to the podcast.
Mike has some strong opinions about the beach.
I wouldn't call them strong, by the way.
I call them stupid, but that's
yeah,
all I'll say.
Stupid opinions.
Should I just say
no,
what I
no.
said? No,
no.
No, don't?
I just
want to leave it at calling it stupid.
Yeah, so which is basically you calling me stupid, but just leaving it at that. I don't even need to defend myself.
No, I'm calling the take stupid. I'm not calling you dumb.
Do you have a way to defend yourself?
I think I'm right.
Oh, God. Well, listen, now he's just digging the hole even bigger.
Tiff, listen. All I go to the beach several times a year. I enjoy it. I go to the beach. All I said is the beach can be overrated.
Do you wear shoes? That's it. I feel like you wear shoes on the overrated. Beach with socks. I feel like you're that person.
Why would I? No, I don't wear shoes and socks to the beach. I'm just saying the beach is overrated. It's sandy and coarse and
that is what makes it a beach.
And like, like the ocean is salty and it's like, okay, not the best to swim in.
Are you drinking it?
Oh, by the way, maybe I don't want to get stung by a jellyfish. And if I do, maybe I don't want my wife to piss on me. Like, just, like is Dale's solution to that. I'm just saying, there are more reasons that it's overrated. I'm not saying I don't go. I go. I think it's not that far-fetched for me to say it's overrated.
Do you? So if it wasn't, if it was your choice, would you go though?
Like, I don't
once
think
or twice a year, of course. What I wouldn't do is there needs to be other things.
Like what?
On that trip. Good restaurants.
So where have you gone that there's a Travis, beach and not a good restaurant?
Travis, you're
tacking. That's a bad example. When like we've gone to the beach, like we're location. Camping as well. Like we're camping, and so there's other stuff to do. There's other things to do, like whether it's a hike or whether it's all these other things. Like
options.
There's options. But the thing we were discussing on the show today was just about, like, Dale was talking about spending all day at the beach.
Right.
All day at the beach. All day at the beach starts to sound kind of miserable.
No, you know what? I can understand that.
I could hang out with Dale all day long on the beach.
Same.
You don't have kids.
Like,
don't,
you, I have kids, and I would still be on Dale's plan.
You would be at the beach all day, all that comes with that.
100%. I have you and
would,
will.
You would hate me at the beach, and like on our old family trips, we would go to Brigantine, and my dad and uncles would drive because we weren't within walking distance. So they would drive all the gear to the beach, and they would set it all up, and then me and my cousins would ride our bikes, and then the only thing we were responsible for was bringing the bike to the beach and back. We didn't have to haul anything.
Okay. I mean, listen, you live in a life with no responsibilities. That's all right, I hear. Sounds awesome.
Sounds nice.
If I lived that, probably would like the beach a little more.
Right.
I actually have to take care of, I don't know, a couple of lives.
Yep.
And, you know, one of them happens to just want to swim across the ocean. You know, it's like you're saying, hey, Gracie, don't go that far. Oh, got it. And next thing you know, you don't see her. It's not peaceful. It's not enjoyable when you're like, oh, has my kid been swept out to sea? There's a thing called a riptide, Gracie. Let me tell you about this. It's just like, it's not relaxing.
It's significantly less relaxing and peaceful with kids. I will absolutely give you that.
I'll just never go to the beach with my
kids. Still worth it.
So listen, I mean, look, it's not to say when you said mountains or beach, mountains got its own thing. Don't step over to the cliff. Don't go overboard. Or don't go over. Stay away from the cliff. Whatever. Same kind of anxieties. Neither are very relaxing. If I want ultimate peace, I go by myself.
Yeah. No kids.
Or you leave the kids there.
No, I'm joking. That seems like a terrible idea.
See, here, you just leave your kids at the beach. You go enjoy yourself.
Yeah,
glad
you
it's
going to
be
anything.
A while before
Listen,
he's
out of sight. Out of sight, out of mind.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
On that note.
Yeah, I think.
What else do we have to talk about, Andrew? Anything?
I think we covered a lot of it. Here I have on the list from your email yesterday, you know, what sports would other drivers succeed in?
Oh, yeah. Kind of related, like, you know, we're talking about things they shouldn't do.
Yeah. What, like Denny playing basketball. Yeah. I think there's a lot of cyclists out there, you know,
a
no
lot
breaks
of
and being
cyclists,
a biker.
Yeah, road cyclists, which also is not safe.
Yeah,
so.
I know. But I don't think we don't really look at that as being anything too out of the ordinary. But you could tie cycling in to the training aspect of getting in shape for being a race car driver, which is why I don't think
Well, so snowboarding, you're reacting to things and
That was a stretch.
That was a stretch.
It was a stretch. It was a stretch. But
she's the big advocate for snowboarding.
I mean, you're still doing physical activity and needing to.
See,
like,
this is why you just shouldn't.
You need
to
steer.
Do any activities or workout. Just go drink after you're done working. Can't get hurt that way.
That's an activity.
You can. We've absolutely had drivers out of the race car for things that they've done while they've been drinking. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know that I have a strong opinion on that other than to say these days, you know, if people say that drivers aren't athletes, which I don't know anybody that is making that
still making
asinine
that argument.
Yeah, argument. But I would say that maybe back in the 70s, I don't know that many of those drivers would be good at something else. But I would tell you these days, these guys are athletic as hell.
Yep.
And if you didn't know that, like I played basketball against Austin Dillon and a couple of these other cats. Maybe with the exception of Brad Keselowski, they're all good at something else.
Damn, just a slight little dig at Keselowski right
Go
at the
Google.
End.
Google Brad Keselowski at the NBA halftime show at the Charlotte. At the time, they were called the Bobcats. Google that and watch what happens.
Yeah. Wait, I haven't seen any of this. Mm-hmm. All right.
Google it. I'm sorry. YouTube it. It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Brad Keselowski at the basketball game.
It's on the YouTube.
Look at him at the doing the drills at the halftime show.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Looks like a newborn giraffe.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. Trying to walk for the first time.
Learning to walk. all right. Well, we'll get Brad Keselowski on here to defend himself next time. And, on that note, this has been Dirty Mo Live. First episode of three this week, the Dale Jr. Download. Coming out shortly. We'll have to check in with Tim's upstairs.
It's out? Yeah. It's been out for a little bit, but we didn't want to have people leave this, so why would we tell them?
That's a good point. All right. Yeah, well, so go check it out now. We start right away with the beach conversation, so you can literally go straight from our debate here to hearing what Mike and Dale had to say from earlier today.
Tell us how you do not agree with Mike.
Yeah, we want to hear what you think.
Coax them into saying something that you want, Tiff. That's fine. They know I'm right. Everybody knows I'm right. So,
All right. Have a good one, y'all.
Dirty Mo Media.
Check out Dirty Mo Media. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Dirty Mo.